I'd like to call this session to order. This is characterized as a special meeting of the board. We're not going to take action. We're going to do something that I think is highly called for. It is on. Highly called for in terms of some things that have happened, recognition of a couple of our employees who set a pattern well above the chart of what we expect, but part of what we expect from all our employees is to serve the needs of our customers, the needs of our passengers, and I'm really pleased that we're in this room to do that. And I will turn it over to Mr. Requa to give the introduction.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I totally agree. This month we have a special employee spotlight, one that cannot wait until the end of the month. Today I'm pleased to recognize station managers Pamela Roan and Jerome Jones for their selfless and courageous actions to protect Metro riders. On Saturday, October 24th, Ms. Roan and Mr. Jones were traveling aboard a Green Line train when a fight broke out. The two station managers who were on their way to the start of their shifts stepped in to stop the altercation. Two men left the train and one remained aboard. Our employees spoke with him and learned he was carrying a gun. Mr. Jones quickly reached inside the suspect's pocket and removed the weapon, moving it out of reach. Ms. Roan also jumped into action, contacting Metro Transit Police. Together, they subdued the suspect until the train reached Gallery Place Station, where MTPD officers were waiting. Station managers Roan and Jones demonstrated true bravery in the face of danger. The man they disarmed posed a real threat to our riders. He had just robbed another customer at gunpoint at Anacostia Station, and his weapon recovered on the scene was loaded with a bullet in the chamber. Not only did Ms. Roan and Mr. Jones recognize the threat and call for help, they selflessly decided to act, preventing anyone from being injured and taking an armed suspect off the street. Both Ms. Roan and Mr. Jones are 10-year employees at Metro, and they both are both relatively new to their positions as station managers. Ms. Roan will achieve her 10-year anniversary in January. She assumed her current role as a station manager on the Green Line in March of this year and previously served as both a Metro bus operator and train operator. Mr. Jones reached 10 years at Metro this past October, and he has been a station manager for just 2 months, previously serving as a bus operator. I'm proud to have them among our ranks and in the positions where they assist our customers day in and day out. Last week, the Metro Transit Police awarded Ms. Roan with a certificate of valor, and today we will present Mr. Jones with his certificate. Today I'm pleased to put them both in our employee spotlight to recognize their outstanding service that went above and beyond their regular duties. Ms. Roan, Mr. Jones, please come forward and join Chairman Downey, Chief Pavlik, and me for a photo.
I have nothing else for this meeting unless anyone else wanted to. Yes, Mr. Bolton.
What a beautiful ceremony to our station managers, but I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the new uniforms that we have been working on. Finally, the fashion show that I've been asking for on a great day.
Can't think of a
better
way to
have the station. So the new station managers' outfits are, I think, pretty sharp, and they all actually say station manager, and we appreciate all your hard work. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We have an executive session. It will be completed by 1 o'clock, so we come back down to the Finance Committee. We will recess the executive session. There's a second item of business that we wanted to do after Finance. And I just want everybody to know what to get for it.